It took me a minute to remember who Bob Haynes was. That domineering father of Digger Haynes. My mother had said he was probably a businessman selling art in Los Angeles. I could feel the mattress, like, sinking into the floor. I could feel this enormous band around my chest loosen. My back loosened. My legs loosened. My cheeks loosened. Seeing a body decompose right in front of you is not something you get over in an hour. And hearing that I hadn't seen Chris Creed was like hearing the sky was purple. It had never, ever occurred to me that I wasn't looking at Chris Creed in the dim glow of my flashlight. Creed, with a thick, black, bloody mask over his face. Half the reason I ended up in mental health was that it took me 2 or 3 weeks to believe that. I would think my mom was lying to make me feel better, or she was trying to keep me sane so I would agree to eat food. I wanted to believe it, but I couldn't believe it. My mother was mumbling something about Bob Haynes being part Lenape and probably thinking that it was okay to share the grave. He must have known about it somehow, managed to enter without bringing too much fresh oxygen onto the dead. Something about he didn't want to bother people who disrespected him with the prospect of a funeral. I could hardly hear her. I was confused, to say the least. In thinking she was either confused herself or lying to me, I blurted out the sacred question. I asked it in a whisper. Mom, if I didn't see Chris in that cave, then where is he? She dropped my hand and reached up absently for my hair. She ran her fingers through it like she hadn't done since I was 10 or 11. She wasn't looking at me, though. She was looking out the window. And if I didn't know my own mother pretty well, I would have sworn there was some look of great victory in her face. She only said, "I don't know."